John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. We got a little getaway day game here, Wednesday, April something, 2021. My name's Jimmy, his name's Jake, and producer Zach in the corner. We're going to be going over the lineups. We're going to be giving you what to watch for. We're going to be giving you the pitching path to victory, homer draft, over, under, and maybe some premonitions. Oh, Jake, how are you?
James, Zach, BBD hopped in the room, I'm guessing, to tell us that Ross Stripling was pulled.
Scratched. Merriweather also hurt.
TJ Swift. Wait, started. We just said,
How about it?
You got to set up the mic for this.
We have an update because the lineup did just come out, so the graphic is questionable.
Well, we went before the Blue Jays put their lineup out because they were being a bunch of casseroles. But
turns out
we were just saying that we wanted to set up the mic for when people walk in with news. BBD just walked in with like the most news that correlated to the show, and we didn't set up the mic after just saying let's set up the mic.
We had it. I had it.
Well, do we like have the stuff to do that?
We're just gonna use the headphones.
We're just gonna use the headset.
Yeah, we'll just pop them on.
We've ignored that for a little while, but So instant shake job. TJ Zwick, who we saw and actually tormented us a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see second time around, but man, it's going to be a different lineup than that first time around, because holy smokes, they Boone and the boys changed it up today.
Oh yeah, which, hey, I think I asked for it like 2 days ago, like shake the lineup up.
Yeah,
I actually have a lot of asks, and they're very simple.
So a lot of asks.
The lineup today, Hicks, who had a very good game yesterday, we'll be leading off and playing center field. I wonder if like Boone hates the lineup now.
For Zoik?
Because it's Zoik.
For Zoikiometry.
Yeah.
Or so, if they knew.
I
think the other team has to tell you who's starting.
I don't think so. I think the away team has to tell you first, then the home team puts in their lineup. There's some rules.
There's rules. We've done this before.
All right, so Hicks center field leading off, Judge batting second, playing right field. Gardner in the three hole, playing left field. Gary Sanchez DHing again. Gleyber Torres batting fifth, back at shortstop, finger feels good. Bruce batting sixth or whatever. Am I counting wrong? One, two, three, four, five, six, playing first. That sucks. Gio Urshela at third base. Rugned at second base, batting eighth. Higashioka catching. So we talked about this yesterday, getting Higgy in because he's one of the only hot bats, and then DHing Gary. Like, the bench right now is Stanton and DJ and Clint.
Yep.
And Talkman.
Yep.
I'm fine with this, man.
Yeah.
Lineup out of a hat is what I was calling for. Gardner three-hole. Gardner and Higgy are like the only people playing with spunk, energy. Hicks had a good game. So what are your thoughts? I'm fine with this.
Sandino the Great, thank you, my man. I'm fine with it to a degree. I think I would have had one more of those guys out there. And, you know, I know this sounds ridiculous now, but I mean, I wouldn't even hated Gary Sanchez at first and then Clint at DH. Clint hits a line drive. He hits the pitcher. Yesterday, but it was his first like hard hit ball in a while. I would have liked to feed that energy. I would have liked to have one of Clint, DJ, or Stanton in the lineup. I guess, you know, Stanton played his five straight games, so I get that. And then DJ, he gets the infield hit yesterday, and then he ropes a ball in the gap, probably his best ball, best hit ball in a long time. So I would have liked them to feed DJ or Clint just a little bit more, especially because they just kind of got a little bit of that good energy going. So I would have liked to see one of them in there.
I saw the game from a different lens yesterday. Clint and DJ were my most frustrated batters. So
really?
Yes. Their second at-bats, they were more interested in complaining about the ump than swinging at a single pitch.
Yeah.
And that was the most those are the two most annoying at-bats. DJ took a strike right down the middle at his knees and just wanted to complain. Clint took a strike at the knees inside and just wanted to complain.
DJ has earned a lot of leash.
I mean, just yesterday.
Every pitch before that was disastrous. And you know that's an awful feeling. The fact that DJ LeMahieu snaps, I mean, he deserves more credit than anyone else in baseball to do that.
Yeah, but it was right. It was a strike. So they were more interested in complaining about the ump second time through than hitting. Everyone was, but those two guys frustrated me the most.
And then after that, they
changed
get hits.
The whole thing up.
And then after that,
the
they
Yankees
get hit.
Stink right now.
Yeah.
You flip over to any other team in baseball and they're having fun. When a guy hits a single, they look at the dugout. The dugout's whooping and hollering back at him. They hit a double. They slide in. They're pumping up like Talkman. I mean, just go around the league.
Yeah.
And teams are having fun. And this team looks like a bunch of people that have never spoken to each other before and have zero energy and zero life. And change it all up. Something needs to spark it. So if Gardner batting three-hole sends a message to the rest of the team and Gardy does something and gets going, I would have played Talkman too. I just change it up, man. I don't care about, you know, if they ended yesterday with a hit. They've been awful. Even in their win this year or this series, it was just two homers from Higgy and Cole. So, like, line up out of a hat, change everything up. I have no idea how they're going to get out of this, but they're the – when I flip around the league – the Yankees right now are the least fun team playing. Like, no energy, no life,
yeah,
no
nobody's
nothing.
Fighting you on that.
Yeah.
There's no counter-argument that everyone agrees. Yeah, man, I don't know. I mean, I could have seen them benching Odor, too, maybe. Like, he really hasn't done anything. And maybe, like, let DJ start at his natural position after he barreled the ball yesterday.
But, I mean, he played every game. I bet this was a...
and they're doing the double off day. Like, I get it, but I think you got to have one more of those bats in the lineup. Like, I think we could end up looking back at today and being... You know, the Yankees have stunk for the past week. And yet they still have a chance to win this series. They still have a chance to be 500. Like, some of the stats coming out about the Yankees and how bad they've been in the heart of their lineup and all of the double plays, like, the fact they have a chance to win a series and still be at 500 is honestly, like, blessed. Hashtag. So, I don't know. I would have liked to see one more bat out there. I don't care about the order of whatever it is. But, yeah, we'll see. And, hey, man, it's still... Joker cracking the pool stick over the leg. It's tryouts. Jay Bruce, you hit one of the hardest balls yesterday. You're back out there. Let's see if you can find something, dude. Somebody find anything.
Jay Bruce is horrible at first base.
Yes, big time.
I think out of the 22 people we've seen play first base over the last 3 years, he might be the worst.
Yeah.
And we had Brian Mitchell drop a pop-up.
Yeah.
I mean, horrible.
Jay Bruce is great at pop-ups. Remember those first couple games?
Yeah,
he was hunting pop-ups.
I mean,
even that
single that went under his glove, like he made that look like, it was tough, but I think any other first baseman just fields that like a ball right at him.
Yeah.
He's awful. So the bad part is I don't think Boone's doing this lineup for the reasons I'm saying.
No.
He's doing this because they treat day game getaway days as off days.
Yes.
And they don't care. So that's frustrating. But yeah, man, I with Kluber on the mound, this game, and this sounds silly, Kluber's performance will dictate the next 2 weeks of feelings about the Yankees.
Whoa.
If he lays a dud today, and the ER and the starting pitchers go Cole, and then every other pitcher we just have lost any trust in at all, that's bad. If he goes out and gives us, like, just pitching fast, grooving, burly-esque getaway day, just like, and we win the series, then I think all this nonsense, like you're saying, is like, hey, for how bad we're playing, they're above 500 and they've won a couple series in a row, and we'll be like, deal with whatever's coming.
Yeah, I think this season's so early and everyone's so hyped up. Like, last year was literally the worst year in a lot of people's lives in, like, history. That we're forgetting how, like, the fleeting emotions of baseball. Jim, one of your favorite phrases to say. If the Yankees lose today and Kluber gets popped, but we come back and we sweep the Rays and everything's clicking, we're hitting the porch, we're back. So, I mean, that's baseball. We're 11 games in.
I'm not.
11 out of 162, dude.
But what we're seeing in these 11 games is the same that we saw for the last 100 games.
Yeah, and then
so it's nothing new.
And then if they have a hot sweep, you're back.
Did the stream crash?
Back? It should be back.
Okay. Stream should be back.
Should be seeing a change in the chat.
Should be back. Thanks, chat. So let's get it.
Yeah, we'll see. It's not like these problems are new. That's the biggest issue. Is
they don't care about the regular season.
And until they do, they won't win in the postseason.
Mm.
I think that's fair to say.
Take that, nerds.
So, big on Kluber outing today. You have a singular what to watch for?
My singular what to watch for today. Let's keep it with the backstops, man. Maybe the brightest part of this season so far. The Higgy and Sanchez numbers, you put them together. They've been the best hitting backstop combo in baseball this year. Love it. Higgy earns another start because the rest of the lineup stunk. So 9-hole Higgy, Gary's hitting cleanup, loving it. Get tasty, Gary. And yeah, I mean, I hope those dudes keep balling out. I hope we get cute Higgy smiles regularly. I hope the thought sneaks in because, Jim, like you're saying with Jay Bruce's defense, I'm genuinely on this. Like, let's see Gary at first train. Let's have some fun this year. This team needs fun. Like, imagine if Gary Sanchez makes a pick at first base. Like, you'd see people on top of the railing, attaboy, Gary!
We need some attaboys! I'd love to see people on top of the railing. I'd love to see someone get a double, and they're excited about it.
Yeah.
This team feels like they're being forced to play baseball right now.
A little bit.
My what to watch for is what is Tauchman pinch running.
Ooh, okay.
That's been the most fun part about this season so far. So, get Tauchman in the game. Bring some energy.
You need some talkie today.
Yeah, especially with Gary making the mistake on the base path yesterday and a mistake on the base path early on. Get Tauchman in the game whenever you can find a pinch run spot. Been a bright spot. Been an energy booster. And it's a day game, getaway day, and they mess around anyway. So, let's get Tauchman in.
Get Mike Tauchman in the game.
Pinch run Mike Tauchman for Gary at some point.
I think you can. Lose the backup catcher.
It's true. Pinch run him for
Bruce.
And then have Tauchman play first.
Let's see it.
And then we'll get some energy going.
I need a weirdo at first.
Did we lose it again?
I'm doing a back and forth trying to get the office off of internet. Take so we can save music. It. But okay. There's not much I can do beyond it. That.
Take it all away. Right.
We have the audio.
It's true.
For everyone listening on the app, thanks.
Thanks, we love you.
I think we're back, so.
Beauty and the beat.
Yeah, so say if you're on YouTube and it's been acting up, we'll post just the audio only on all the podcast apps if you want to hear what we said.
We said such good stuff.
We did. We've been passionate. Bringing the energy.
There's been passion.
I'm passionate, man.
Breaking news updates and fashion.
Yesterday was a 3-run game, and it felt like a torture. First time it felt like a job to watch the game.
And it was a 6-run game.
But even at 3, right. I was just like, man, I could turn on a movie.
It's a comedy show. The one moment of the game that made people lean up, Gary Sanchez gets picked off the base pass.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally the Yankee season up until this point has been a comedy script.
Yeah. If Kluber can be quick and solid, and we don't think about how long he's going to last until the 4th or 5th.
How about this, Jim? Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
And it's part of a segment we like to call the Pitching Path to Victory.
Yeah.
And I want to reverse engineer this whole dang thing, Jim.
Okay.
Off day tomorrow, right?
Yep.
So, we're good to go. Chapman didn't pitch yesterday.
I'd love to think that, but I don't know if I agree with it.
Chapman.
Yeah.
Should be good for one. True? Yeah.
Unless they want to do double off day.
That'd be, yeah. That'd be triple.
Unless they, yeah.
Chapman is available today.
Available if it's a safe situation. For
Chapman
sure.
For one. Give me Chad and Johnny Loaisiga for three.
So, I like that. I was trying to think of ways to boost the energy. And okay. The first thing I thought was Kluber just going like six strong.
Right.
Easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl innings. Then I thought, okay, well, if he can't and he can only go three or four, give me like lights out lasagna for two. Like swing and miss stuff, nasty lasagna. I think that would be the best energy boost. So I like lasagna, then Chad, then Chapman.
Okay, so we'll call Chad and lasagna three innings because either of them can go two. I doubt both of them go two.
Chisagna.
Lechad. For three. So we've got four innings right there of guys that we currently like this season.
Mm-hmm.
O'Day is good to go. He didn't pitch yesterday.
He's such a sicko.
And he's sexy as hell. Wilson didn't pitch yesterday. We've got our guys we currently like in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Nobody pitched yesterday.
Yeah.
Off day tomorrow. So, like, I agree with you. If Klubot looks great and that can be the storyline going into tomorrow, like, damn. Corey Kluber dropped Dick. We needed that in a bad way. Sure. If Corey's, like, survives four innings, you know, it's two runs and it could have been worse. Let's go to the pen. Make it happen. Pen's been great.
I agree with you for winning this series. If Kluber doesn't look B-plus or above in this game, the Yankees pitching woes and problems and lack of trust for the entire season, it'll be the loudest it's been, and it's been loud for a while.
Right, but here's what I'll say. I mean, Tyone goes out there, and what's his line finish at yesterday? It's 3.25 earned runs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying if Corey Kluber's out there and say he's got a B-minus or even C-plus stuff, and he gets to four innings, two earned runs, and he's at 78 pitches, pull the plug. The pen's there because if you put him back out there and that line turns into 4.1 innings, 5 earned runs,
yeah.
Now you've pitfalled. Yeah. Now you've pitfalled.
I agree with you for like the right now. But I have serious long-term concerns about the staffs, and I think they're warranted.
They don't care right now.
The fact that they don't care is the biggest concern.
Right.
I don't buy in to the they don't care about the regular season, they can flip the switch because they have yet to prove they can do that. And it sucks. So whatever. But yeah, you're right. The bullpen, the path to victory is wide open. All the arms that they would like to go to in a close game are there. If Kluber goes 4-2 innings, they're still set up to win as long as the bats can do fucking something.
Yeah, like that's I think I'm more in a like one piece at a time. Like the bullpen has been working. Good job out there, fellas. So let's use it. Let's build on that.
Personally,
get the bats going.
Me personally, if Kluber has a dud today, I'm writing him off for the season.
Okay.
Like a real bad dud.
Sure.
And I know that's irrational.
Sure.
But I'm in the irrational world.
If that's what you
want to
do, that's fine.
I am in the irrational takes world right now because this team is boring and bad.
Get your rashes up.
Homer draft? Homer draft. It's the draft.
It's the Homer draft.
Give me that filet fish. Give me that fish. Even Zach was singing that earlier. Zach, where are you in Yankees world? Are you frustrated with
Zach.
This team?
I was really frustrated watching last night, and then I saw you guys say that you were also frustrated, so I was like, okay, it's not just me. Like, I thought maybe I was just in a bad mood, but I think the game was putting me in a bad mood.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. My mom texted me at 8:41 and said, watching the Yankees is torture.
Mm.
Her and my dad went out to, like, go to a bar, a little date night. Mm-hmm. They made sure they had the game on, and then they were like, oh, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
This sucks. So let's make my mom happy.
Let's go back to calling each other fake names at the bar.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad was a bartender in college, so
sure.
Maybe he hopped behind there, got back at it.
Gotta get you something.
No one
tall and strong to drink.
No one has chosen a correct homer this series.
It's impossible.
Higgy's the only guy that hit him.
I was all over it. Fuck.
You go first.
I go first today. You know what? Never make the same mistake twice. Gimme Higgy.
Oh, wow. Gimme Higgy. Dude, I love that. That's a cool pick by you.
Gimme Higgy. He's the only guy torturing the opponent right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's their Grichuk.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to go Gardner and Odor.
Mmm. Ooh, the sexy lefties.
Pistol crew.
Wow.
Energy crew.
Damn. Energy gang for the homer draft. Okay, so I've taken...
Let's look at our picks right now. Higgy, Gardner, Odor.
Jesus. The season catches up with you, man. Gio, Glaber, Judge, Bruce. So I can take Hicks. I can take... Who are these? Who's on the team anymore?
You can take... You can't take...
Have I taken Gary?
No, you haven't. Take the catchers.
Yes! Who's my what to watch for? It's a process. Let's go.
Your homer draft crew today is awesome.
Let's go.
Zach, whose do you like more, Jake's or mine? Be honest with the people.
I like Jake's today.
I like Jake's more as well. That's a great, great homer draft pick out of you.
Little horny.
Over-under? I mean, the over-under's kind of going to be fucked because the Blue Jays changed their pitcher last second. I would guess they have it at 9 again. It went over yesterday.
Maybe 9.5? Was yesterday a push? Oh, they got that run in the bottom eighth. Damn.
Yeah, you both got had the under and was wrong.
Damn it.
I mean, that was Vegas stuff. Yeah. That's messed up.
Damn it.
Albert Abreu.
I'm going to guess it's 9 again.
No, I'll go 9.5.
10?
Ooh, baby. See?
This is they want you to be like, yeah, the line. Fuck that. I'm taking the under.
This pisses me right off. Because I was ready. My what to watch for was going to be before the lineup came out was I was excited because I thought a couple guys were going to get dialed. Hicks had a good day. Clint finishes on a high note. DJ finishes on a high note. Two of those guys aren't in the lineup, and Hicks still hasn't shown me anything from the left side. And I believe in the Yankees bullpen, so give me the under.
Both on the under again. All right. How about that? Why do the Red Sox have a better record? Has votes. They played more games and shittier teams.
More games, shitty teams. Show me a bean. Show me that bean.
They played 6 against Baltimore, the Red Sox?
Yeah. Oreos.
The Oreos. All right, we're both on the under.
This is my premonition.
Ooh, premonitions.
I thought I said all I could say. My she gone sad.
So Jake's premonition basically came true. It was just the guy was safe at third and not out.
Come on, Montoyo.
I premonitioned that Gio would get a redirect play at shortstop from third base. He got a redirect play from second base. It was never close. But for a moment, I was like, oh, yeah. Gio fielded one off of another player's glove.
I mean, we saw stuff in our vision. I saw Gary make a block, make the throw and the out call. I just didn't see the other stuff around it. You saw the deflection of Gio.
I saw Gio fielding a deflection.
He made the throw. Yeah, I mean, it's okay, 100% then.
I mean, those are pretty odd things.
I know you jumped to the Talkman pinch run. Is there anything else?
No, I'm not seeing that. I'm hoping for that.
Oh, okay.
I'm hoping for that. What am I seeing? I'm seeing, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I'm seeing Gardner and Gary teaming up for runs.
Mm.
But again, I think that's a hope.
Gardy and Gary.
Gardy walking and Gary scoring him on like a single for Gary okay. because he doesn't go the extra base, but Gardy just bombs it home.
Okay. I like that.
Or Gardner hitting and then Gary like hitting a homer. Like those two guys I see RBI and runs out of that duo.
Okay. That's good.
I just love having, if Gardner can give you a pesky at bat and you have to grind to get him out, and then Gary's up and Gary gets to see all those pitches, and then they try to attack Gary in the zone and he can pop him early because they just had a long at bat. I like the combo there.
Okay.
More of just trying to put it into the ether.
Gary, the only Yankee in the lineup that has a home run off of Zoik.
Zoik.
No Merriweather today. That's nice. What am I seeing?
Try and just like picture it in your head.
I mean, this almost shouldn't count.
Okay.
But like, I have Gio making like a top five play of the year for him today. Like, I was going to say Gio making a great play, but you can throw that into the ether almost every day.
Almost
but every I've day. Got like a top five on the year play.
Running into foul territory type play?
Yes, it backhand.
From his wallet?
I don't have him on the ground. Okay. I don't know, just that Machado, Arenado, like he's in foul play. Like maybe he's past the other team's third base coach when he throws it.
Okay.
So that's what I'm seeing.
I like that. Someone in the chat said Zoik sucks. He did do bad against the Angels last time. He's been nothing but really good against the Yankees in three games now.
Zoik.
To answer some questions from the chat, we will not be live during the game today. We will not be doing a watch-along because the weekday watch-alongs kind of kill us. But we're going to be in the office because we're recording the series recap after the game. And if it's a close game in the eighth or ninth inning, we'll just hop in, probably this studio because it's easier set up, and just be live. If it's close and exciting, we have the ability to go live. So we're on call, but we're not starting the entire game out live. We got to work. It's a day game during the middle of the week. And then other questions in the chat. We are doing John Boy and Jake Radio. As soon as this ends, we have a bunch of packages here. We have gifts. We're drafting the Earth. Yeah. That'll be on John Boy and Jake TV. So like as soon as we end this, we're flipping it over and going live. So tune in for that. Anything else? Any parting words?
I don't think so. We'll see you guys at JJR if you haven't. This might be a fun one to tune into. Would be really cool if the Yankees win today. I know that's a little biased, Zach, but otherwise, if they don't, I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of like hearts on the table for an early season Talking Yanks episode.
Well, that's what I was
saying. Hearts were pretty much on the table for this pregamer.
If Kluber lays a dud and the offense lays a dud today, I say fuck the it's only 2 weeks because now it's been 112 games.
Right.
So that my like rational fanhood is very much on the table.
I guess what I agree with there and where I think my twist comes in is if the hitting were to hit, like we just need one problem to kind of like not be glaring. Like don't have the worst middle of the lineup and hit into the most double plays. That's my thing.
Yeah. All right.
I'm a stickler.
We're out. See you soon if you're coming to John Boy and Jake TV, John Boy Jake Radio.